Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Here's your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the it is the best way to make a change. When you've got it together and you know what you want to say and you know how you're going to say it, seriously, Well, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell's made it so that we can make a few bucks. We can all make a few bucks together, which would be really cool. Okay? And you make a few bucks by saving a few dollars. That's right. You know, if you go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, Mike's got slippers and sheets, pillowcases, you know, mattresses, actually, mattress covers, all kinds of things that you use at home on a daily basis. Made here in this country, made with American hands. You don't have to wait for the ship to arrive from China, all right? And you keep the money here, and you give the money to somebody who's on the same page as you. Really? And I make a few bucks. Very transparent here. But you're going to save 30 to 70%. Head over to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe, whether you're buying pillows or, you know, blankets, whatever you need. We use his I think we have almost every product. We use the towels. Love the towels. Love the bath towels. And they truly do absorb water. You know, I hate those towels that don't. So anyway, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe on the way out, and you'll save. And everybody wins. Really that simple. Anyway, all right. So this is a tough one. Because I had to clean it up quite a bit just to speak about it. The California superintendent actually defended the fact that there was a little boy pleasuring himself in school. Yeah, you heard me. Superintendent Mark McLaughlin of the Conejo Valley United School District, he said this at a school board meeting responding to a mother who said that her daughter was traumatized by the incident. Berger recounted the incident at the meeting and said that she blames the school board for what happened, noting that the district's relaxed dress code and non-age-appropriate discussions of sexual topics victimized all of the students involved. Listen, I say he's right. Or she's right. I mean, if you're having these kind of issues and you're kind of having a dress code that anything goes, kids, I know, people hate this. You know, some of these Dems think they live in a utopian world, right? But they're so full of contradictions. They actually think that boys should be able to control themselves, but then they don't believe there should be boys, or girls for that matter. Right? Hormones are raging at those young ages. I'm not suggesting that any kind of sexual innuendo, any kind of sexual assault is okay. That's not what I'm saying at all. But do we not believe in dressing appropriately? Do we not believe in not egging something on? These kids are very sexual at an early age. And it's not being curtailed at all at home. So they think it's just fine. Matter of fact, the more and more studies that come out, they show for the first time, the young girls are more aggressive than the boys are when it comes to sex. Wasn't like that in my day, in the 70s. Mother went on to say, the principal reported the incident to the district office. I've heard not anything from any one of them. Doesn't take an expert to figure out what happens to a 13-year-old boy when he staring at mostly naked girls wearing underwear to school and being exposed to concepts like oral and anal sex in the seventh grade. And yes, they are. These kind of things are being taught in schools. I know many people go, no, not in my school, not in my school district, until they see a picture of it. Berger specifically mentioned the Teen Talk comprehensive sex education program used by the school, which she blamed for exposing the children to overly sexual topics at a very young age. She went on to say that they let children write the dress code, and the Teen Talk comprehensive sex ed is not age appropriate. Neither of them are supported by the parents. Teachers have even spoken out adamantly against this. Now, despite all this, school board decided to approve them both. This is a school board that's just sleeping at the wheel. Doesn't seem to care. She went on to say, my daughter and that boy are victims of this board's approved content and curriculum. And I hold you all personally responsible. I don't blame her. I mean, again, you elect these school board members to make sure your kids are safe. Right? Does that mean that we teach them about sex as to how to? Remember, I'm gonna go back to the old days where sex education, reproductive health, you know, biology was all about how the baby is formed. Not how to have sex to pleasure oneself, but how the baby was born, or how the baby was fertilized, the egg was fertilized, moved through the reproductive system, how it was born, how it came into being. That was sex education. That was reproductive health. Not the 27 different ways you could almost kind of sort of maybe have safe sex. And this is what it looks like. No, thank you. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. And always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-55. I'm just laughing because it's something I just saw. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Right? And that's how we make change. We make change when you guys engage. So we're talking about the Conejo Valley School District and how the superintendent there, he decided that kids pleasuring themselves in class was normal. And you're sending your kids there. I mean, I'm not trying to beat on a particular school district. But this is not abnormal for this to happen, where the school district kind of blows it off. Not all. But let's do this. Why don't you take a listen to her opening, just 20 seconds of it, and then listen to the response of the superintendent and then the rest of the board. Let's see, take a listen.
On May 17th, my 7th grade daughter, along with every other classmate, watched a bully in her class masturbate.
I don't think that this is anything outside the norm.
Oh my God!
There you go. Okay, there you go. And this is the stuff I keep saying. Now, there's a lot more to it. It's 2 minutes 20 seconds long. I'm not going to play the whole thing. But the mere fact that the superintendent, first things out of his mouth is, well, I don't think it's anything outside the norm. Well, of course it's not. It's not when your conversation or constant conversation in class is filled with sexual innuendo, what's perceived as sexual fact, right? Where they're always talking, you know, everything is about sex now. And this board, when I heard the bulk of it, they took responsibility for nothing. Absolutely nothing. It was wrong. And then the superintendent goes on to say, well, here, all right, I wasn't going to, but I will. Let me play some more of this. You need to listen to it.
Masturbation could be rubbing of their jeans, so their hand outside of their pants. Doesn't necessarily need to be inside. As someone who's been an elementary and principal, I would say that at least once a year this comes up for both males and females within a school setting. And so I don't think that this is anything outside the norm.
Oh my God!
So here he is talking about how, well, kids have done this in school before. This is nothing new. So when we start catching them in the bushes having sex, as they do sometimes in high schools, this is going to be, well, you know, it's the norm. It's done from time to time. There's no reason to be outraged by it, really. Right? You realize that it's really funny, because even if they're doing this kind of thing, and the parents don't consider it the norm, the parents don't consider it acceptable behavior, why does the school, this has been my argument, why does the school district, why are they allowed to believe it's acceptable behavior? Why is that? You know what I mean? Why is it the school district gets to decide for your kids what they see, what they hear, what they can practice, what's right, what's wrong? It shouldn't be that way. It should never have been that way. Now, concerned parents organized Conejo Alert earlier this year. They did this to shed the light on what's happening in their schools. And parents are also working with the Gays Against Groomers to protect children from explicit content and indoctrination. It's a big deal. No, it really is. And you've got to get involved. You've got to get engaged. You've got to make something happen. And this is, I hate to put it on you, but maybe I don't. This is where parents have to step up. Yeah, I mean, even people in my chat room. I never saw anything like that growing up in school, ever. It's insane. And to think it's okay is even more insane. Especially when you have parents in the room with you, a room full of them saying, no, 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 this is not acceptable. This shouldn't be happening. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. No, I'm some of these stories that you guys have sent me, I read this one already. You know, rapper Kanye West, did you hear? I don't know how true this is. Right? He bought conservative social media app, what's it called? We were on it, right? Oh, Parler. Used to be called Parlay. So the world where conservative opinions are considered to be controversial, right? We should at least have the right to freely express ourselves. Kanye West, who goes by the name of Yee now, he put that out in a tweet. The app owner, Parliament Technologies, based in Nashville, Tennessee, hailed Yee for taking a bold stance against his recent censorship from Big Tech. He's using his far-reaching talents to further lead the fight to create a truly non-cancelable environment. Yee's Instagram and Twitter accounts were restricted in early October because of anti-Semitism. The app, often used by the supporters of the former president, Donald Trump, was swept in controversy over the role it played in January. Right? Now, again, right, tech companies, including Google, Amazon, blacklisted Parler and a few other services because they didn't like the way they handled it, because they didn't bow down and do what it was that they thought they ought to do. Right? Because you have Google, who decided there was a certain way that Parler should, or Parlay, should have handled this, and they didn't. They didn't like that. So they punished them. Parler was created in 2018 for a free speech alternative, right, to Twitter and Facebook and stuff like that. The founding investor, Rebecca Mercer, a Trump supporter, major Republican donor, right, it's amassed a little over 250,000 monthly active users. I mean, that's really not a lot in the big scheme of things, right? The deal is expected to close during the fourth quarter of 2022. Parler will continue to get technical support from Parliament Technologies. You know, this still doesn't fix the big issue. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Jump into your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley is asking the FBI to find evidence of criminal activity in the Biden family's foreign business deals. Senator Grassley's office saying investigative staff has reviewed FBI records. The Iowa senator is specifically looking for Biden business deals connected with the communist Chinese regime. more than 9 million Americans could be losing out on money by not filing a federal tax return for 2021. The IRS started sending letters to those individuals and families who could miss out on payments through tax credits last week. That includes the last round of stimulus checks, child tax credits for up to $3,600 per child, and earned income tax credits. Wall Street giving the thumbs up to Monday at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 550 points. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Back, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's really the best way to make all this work. Once you get involved, once you get informed, the rest of this is pretty easy. Anyway, we're talking about Kanye West buying the parlor, right? And, you know, again, we're talking about the people accused him of making anti-Semitic comments. I don't know. I mean, I haven't read them. I don't know. But, you know, there's a fine line in this free speech thing, and I get it. Do we want people sitting on the street corner with their hand in the air screaming, Heil Hitler? Do we want them on the street corner screaming, kill the Jews? No, of course we don't. We really don't. And I've actually even run this by a few of my Jewish friends. Do you stop them from showing their hate? Matter of fact, it's probably the reason in a lot of ways on my Facebook page, not my personal one, that I allow some of these people to spew the hate they spew. I want you to see them. I want you to hear what they say. I want you to see that they're still here. I want you to see the face of hate. I want you to see the face of the haters of Israel. The haters of, all haters, actually. And so when they come onto my site, they start poking at me and others like me. I want you to see who they are. So I don't delete them. I let them speak. I let them do their stupid stuff. Right? So, the only way to show who these people are is to let them do stuff like this. Some of my Jewish friends say, let them display the Nazi flag. Let's see who they are. Let them expose themselves. Now, I don't know. I don't have an answer there. Right? I know that the Supreme Court has said, you know, too bad, deal with it. Free speech is free speech. The original intent of free speech was not necessarily to allow hate. Remember, they had just come from a country where you could be imprisoned for speaking against the king. The free speech was for the ability to speak out against the government. You're seeing that's not available now. This Parler app that Kanye West is going to buy, or is trying to buy, he's saying that he'll leave it wide open. He will let people say whatever they want to say. And remember, this app was created in 2018 when Twitter and Facebook and others were shutting down all kinds of people. Right? The problem is, again, it doesn't have a big following. It's still only about 250,000 monthly active users. So, if Kanye can pull it off and leave it open, great. But I've said this for a long time. I don't want it stuck with just one user like Twitter. Maybe two or three of them, but how do you make it work? Right? The only way you can make this stuff work, the only way, is if someone comes up with an app that would allow you to tweet, send, message, whatever you want to call it, to a multitude of these social media services at one time, right? I mean, really, think about it. If you can go out, if Parler's your base, and from there you can send it out to Twitter and Truth and all this other stuff, that would be the only way it would really work well. Otherwise, I don't know. Again, you're in one place, in one echo chamber, and that's it. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us, that you are on the air with us. You know, and commenting in the chat room. That's always good, too. Mercer University has decided, or thinking about, ditching homecoming king and queen. Mercer University in Georgia, well, they're struggling with banishing the homecoming king and queen. Right? No more. Not inclusive enough. Whatever. I don't think. Private Christian University says that they're considering a request to rename the homecoming tradition instead of gender designations. Try this again. The private Christian university, you know, the one that reads the same Bible where the Bible says God created man and woman. Right? God's not gender neutral, so I don't know what the problem is here. I really haven't figured it out yet. They want to they want to change the homecoming tradition. They want to make gender designations gone. Right? They want to call them home crowned royalty. Right, I'm sure the queen would love to be called royalty. That's it, your royaltiness. There's also a proposal on the table to allow both homecoming royalty to be of the same gender. Really? Are we sure this is a Christian school? No, I have to ask. I mean, really? Now, ladies and gentlemen, the once Baptist university has gone full-blown woke. Mercer administrators say that they were inspired by Kennesaw State University, taxpayer-funded school. Students there have gender-neutral homecoming court. Mercer's student newspaper quoted several students who argued that king and queen, well, they're not inclusive terms. All right. Mercer students, did they not read their entry paperwork? Did they not read the fact that that it's a Christian school that works off of Christian scriptures? Right? And again, the voice of the few are pushing the many. Doesn't make any sense. The need, the want, the desire, the benefit to the many should outweigh the few. There's a lot of old tradition behind using the term king and queen within homecoming festivities. It's according to one of the students that didn't like it. Those who have never been inclusive terms of students who do not identify as binary, male or female. I can't believe this conversation is actually being had at a Christian university. Right? Mercer alum Cam Wade, 22, she was one of the students who considered trying for homecoming corps, but she decided against it because it had gender identity, like the Bible of the Christian school she goes to. I think it's long overdue that we overhaul some of these titles, Wade said. I honestly consider running for homecoming corps my senior year. But, you know, again, I didn't want to be grouped with the wrong... My God. You know, if you really think about this, Mercer's not a Christian school. Any Christian school that deviates from biblical scripture to make the kids, you heard me, the kids happy, is not a Christian school. I mean, sure, let's get serious here. I mean, Jesus himself, he's it. He's the way. Right? Scripture says what it says. You don't change scripture to make you feel better. And don't give me this stuff that it was written by old white guys. Because God must be an old white guy. Remember what the word says. Basically, God gave it to man to write down. Not man deciding what God said. So when do these Christian schools become Christian again? And you Christian parents who think you're going to send your kids to a Christian school to get a Christian education, think again. You better be checking this stuff out. And Mercer is, no, now they have a new name for it, which I kind of like. It's called a Chino school. Right? Christian in name only. Most effective way to wake up the woke for alumni, yank the funding. You guys, you alum of these schools that know what's going wrong, you're conservatives and you still send them money, what is wrong with you? Joe Matino, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
The stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? Be involved. Get engaged. Use this last segment to kind of poke at my Christian friends. You know, this is a perfect example, the story that we're doing right now. By the way, you can find this at toddstarnes.com. It's T-O-D-D-S-T-A-R-N-E-S.com. Great guy. We're talking about the Mercer University, and it's considering ditching Homecoming King and Queen. Now, it'd be one thing if they got rid of it and said, hey, you know, we're just not doing the whole homecoming thing anymore. Right? I don't even know really what homecoming is all about. Is or is not. So, when I look at this, you know, it's for all intents and purposes, it would have been a non-story. And so we got to the part that it's a Christian school. And again, they allowed two alum to complain about this. And they said there's probably a whole bunch of others. But they allowed two alum to say, this doesn't work, it's not inclusive enough. I mean, are we for real? So it's not. They're going to be surprised what heaven is all about. They're going to be surprised about the guidelines that God has for heaven. You think you're going to argue with the Almighty, with the Creator of the universe, that you don't like what He's laid out? Are we serious? Now, ladies and gentlemen, think about this. So once a Baptist university got full-blown woke, Mercer administrators said that they were inspired by Kennesaw State University, a taxpayer-funded secular school. Students there have a gender-neutral homecoming court. Now, Mercer Students newspaper actually published an op-ed where a few students argued that the king and queen were non-inclusive terms. They're not supposed to be. There's only one king. There's only one queen. You can't have a multitude of them. Why even have a court then? Why have a king and queen? Why have a two at the top? The two best humans? What are you going to call it? No, really. In all reality, what are you going to call it? This is why kids lose their belief systems in college. This is why kids don't know what the truth is anymore. You look at stuff like this, and if Scripture says one thing, but the admin says something else, then there is no truth. There is no reality. You know, you guys can pick up my book. You can send me a text or an email. I'll send it to you. My book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the labels that the left gave me. Or guys like me. One of the chapters in the book is absolutes. Absolutely not. You know why? Because then you'd have a right and wrong. Then you'd have to respond. Then you'd have to do the right thing. Or you would have to admit that you did something wrong. Right? Or correct, I should say. But think about it. They don't want a right and wrong. That's what's going on here. Christian churches, Christian schools, Christian pastors do have a right and wrong. They do have a very black and white way that God has laid out for them to conduct the church, to conduct themselves. The church says, Scripture says, that marriage is between a man and a woman. Scripture says what family is. Scripture says there is male and female. What are you going to do? I'll take it up with God later? Really? Doesn't work that way, people. And it doesn't matter whether it's Christianity or I don't know, Islam or Judaism. All of them have Scripture. All of them have... Look, it's... The Pope said it. Although I don't agree with a lot of what he says, but... The Pope says it. Others in the faith say it. You can't be a Catholic and make it up as you go. You can't be a Catholic and know nothing about the Catholic religion or the Catholic denomination, if you would. I mean, how? Because you call yourself that? You can't be Jewish and worship Christ, so to speak. You follow the Jewish scripture. I've talked about this stuff before. I don't care whether you're a Buddhist or a Hindu. You have scripture you follow. And it was great. I sat with a Hindu family Sunday, I think it was. It was a political event, but I got to sit with the family afterward and talk about their tradition, what they do, what they believe. And their family is traditionalist. Traditionalist according to their scripture. Right? It's that simple. So either, again, when it comes to scripture, when it comes to God's word, when it comes to religious scenarios, unless you've got one of those religions that you make it up as you go, it's just amazing to me. I was watching this clip of a Methodist church that had, what they have? They had a drag queen. that did the service, actually did the service. And they were very excited. And they had two young kids come up to help him, I believe. Yeah, drag queen would be a guy dressed as a girl, okay. And he was dressed in drag. So he's at the altar of Christ, supposedly, reading scripture and teaching while he's dressed in drag. Now, listen, I realize God will take you any way you come to him. The whole idea is to clean yourself up or to clean up. You know what I'm saying? No, really, sincerely. Either go by what it says or you don't. If you don't want to go by what Scripture says, then that's fine. Nobody's going to hold you to Scripture if you say you don't ascribe to that Scripture. But you can't, and this is what they do with everything. They do it with the law. They do it what they believe to be what the Constitution should say. Not what it says, but what it should say. It's ridiculous. We've allowed these kids to define their terms, to define who they are, what they are, to change anytime they want to change. And that seems to be okay. It's wrong. We've created this problem. Yeah, the collective we have created this problem. What are you going to do about it? Yes, it is, from the chat room. It is blasphemy. When you speak against what God says as if it was the word of God, that's blasphemy. If God says he created male and female, and you say, no, he didn't, right? Then that's blasphemy. Seriously. Anyway, you get what I'm saying. If I go to a church and the church is actually teaching against its own scripture, I'm out of there. And it isn't even because I want them to teach what I want them to teach. They'll read this stuff and say, yeah, we're not really there with that. Like, really? So you make it up as you go? I told you, there was a fellow that I spoke with a long time ago. And we were talking about, quote unquote, religion. And I said to him, we were talking, he said he was a Christian. And as we were talking, I said, wait a minute, you don't believe the Bible? He goes, no, I don't. So how can you be a Christian and you don't believe the Bible? Where does Christ talk about? Where does it talk about the acceptance of Christ? Well, he followed Christ in a different way. He just liked Jesus as a teacher, that he loved other people. But he had no idea what Jesus actually said. Couldn't tell you. A little snippet, like everybody else. Love your neighbor. Do unto others. Don't judge. They take these words totally out of context. Little chunks and pieces of those words. This is why you have to study. I don't care. Bible, politics, your party. Know what they believe. Know what they teach. Know what they're saying. It's ridiculous. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I know we're at the end of the show, but write it down. Oh, by the way, thank you to the person who sent me an email telling me that the Apple app was not working anymore. We fixed it. Or somebody fixed it. So, you got the Apple app, you got an Android app, you got a dozen ways to get the show, dozen ways to listen to the show, lots of things going on that you need to be part of. You need to be up on. Hey, guys, God bless. Don't do anything stupid. Please do your homework. The only way we're going to turn this country around is you get educated and then you engage. Hey, have a great rest of the day. We'll be back here tomorrow. Hopefully you will too.